It's the intro, the intro, the intro, the intro. Man, this should get on already. Come on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to Good and Ghetto, the pod. It's me, Jim.
And it's me, G. Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Why would we do that?
You know what's been stuck in my head? This is how what? I should have started the show. Shake that ass, bitch. What is she? I don't even know the lyric. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
The fact that I love that is crazy.
Shake your ass for Drake. Now shake that ass for me. I love that. I said, I need that on Spotify.
Black people are going to black people every time.
I love it. The way that I love that. I just replay it like it's a real song.
And she's so serious when she sings it.
Bend that ass over, let that coochie breathe.
And we're straight out the gate on you like this, okay?
Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Wow. A great Negro spiritual, you know?
I love that. She did an outstanding take. We got some announcements. We got some announcements today, and we're going to get those rolling. So, to all of our faithful, lovely listeners, you probably already know, but Good and Ghetto is live on the YouTube.
So happy,
y'all. I don't know why. I have just been like, the visuals, they've been stressing me out. And I think, full transparency, the visuals have been stressing me out because, like, I originally started my podcast in 2018. Shout out to the OG listeners of the monologue.
Yes.
And at that point, nobody was doing visuals. Like, this was just for people, like, and not a lot of people were listening to podcasts. It was podcasting and people who listen to podcasts was very niche. And it was just like, get on a mic, talk your jam, upload it to the sound waves, and then,
and that's it.
You know, people listening to it. And now, fast forward, and it's like podcasting has turned into this full-scale production. And I'm like, baby, the reason that I loved podcasting before, because your girl always wanted to have a YouTube channel, but I was like, I don't want no tripods. I have a real thing against tripods. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I just be like, I don't want no, I'm not putting up no
tripods. I love a good tripod.
Yeah, they're
fine. Great.
It's just me being special. It's literally just me being special. But like, I think that I just like was so nervous because I'm like, I don't feel like I have this skill set or the tools to, like, you know, I just don't feel confident in my video production skills. You know, we are in-house production. So I'm like, man, in comparison to everybody else's podcast, you know, comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah, I was just like, ugh. Not the visuals, not yet. And literally dropping the visuals today made me so happy. If y'all don't know how many times I've literally watched our YouTube video and our little teaser that's going around on social media as if I did not record the content. Like,
but Quinn, it's so good. Like, it's
so
like,
good.
And here's the thing, what I've learned is like perfection will also rob you.
Yeah.
Having this sense of like wanting to be perfect, it will rob you from showing up. And I think that this year we said, both collectively for Good and Ghetto and also individually, we wanted to be intentional and show up for ourselves and whatever projects that we're working on, even if it means resting, right? Like, I'm just taking a nap.
Big
it means
that.
Showing up for yourself and not feeling like you have to have it all figured out. So I'm super proud of you for posting
Thank you.
Not getting stuck in your head. But I'm so proud of both of us merging together and being committed.
We own it.
To showing up.
We own it. That's my announcement. We're up on YouTube. Follow Good and Ghetto. We have our own YouTube page. Follow Good and Ghetto on Instagram. All the links to all where you can find the podcast everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. They're all in the bio on the Good and Ghetto Instagram. And yes. And on my personal Instagram. And of course, I'm going to put all the links as well in the description for this episode and every episode going forward. Just so y'all know all the places that y'all can find us. Twin, you got any announcements?
Anything to share? Announcements, or not even big announcements. It's just, Girl Be You. We are officially in the thick of our book club. We have our first meeting. You can join whenever. We're reading Black authors, Black stories. It's going to be amazing. It's a very good book. I can't wait to discuss.
I got my book, y'all. I'm joining the book club. I feel like a grown lady. This is a very grown lady. Like, this ain't no kid shit. If you on some little girl shit, you not invited. This grown lady. This some grown lady business we talking about in the book club.
Yes. So I'm super excited about that. What else? I have a special journal that I'm dropping. I'm not going to say the name, but it's going to be great. But just know that we're full of faith and delusion.
I'm so excited. Faith and delusion. I almost want to say to put that on a t-shirt because that's good. Faith and delusion.
That is where I am living, between faith and delusion. I got a whole lot of faith to dream big, but I have a whole lot of delusion, who is my mischievous cousin, to be like, what if it really happened?
You're literally a star. You're literally a star. I'm magical. I'm a magical fairy.
Yep. That's where I'm at with it. So those are my announcements, and I'm super, super excited about this year. I am easing into this year. I'm just so excited. So
hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. What you drinking?
Well, today my husband made me an amazing espresso martini.
She always embarrassing me. Her drinks always look better. Why mine always gotta be in a clinky, raggedy ass can? And that looks really nice and delicious.
Listen, this is like if you want to get fucked up and you want to stay up, okay?
Stay up. Mm-hmm. You want to get fucked up and stay up. But they call that a double up. It's a double up. That's a double up right there. Espresso martini, the double up.
Listen, I am going on an espresso martini tour soon once I get finished hibernating. I'm going to go to all the little happy hours.
Everybody got them. Everybody, that's like the drink of the, you know what I'm saying, of the moment. Everybody's doing espresso martinis. And I will be joining you in about 7 to 10 business days.
You should have been joining me January 1st, but I digress. Go ahead. What are you drinking, Twin? What are you drinking?
Well, okay.
Some bullshit, but go ahead.
Next time I'm going to start, because yours is always better. And it's really, we need to start low and go high. Okay. But I'm drinking Recess, a black cherry Recess. Mm-hmm. And I remember last week or last episode, I said I had a Recess mocktail and I wasn't really fucking with it. But I actually like this. This is my second time buying this. It's a black cherry hemp and adaptogen infused sparkling water. Calm, cool, and collected. I don't know what adaptogens in hemp. What that do?
I think people just be getting these mocktails and just like, I'm not even gonna go there because, you know, everybody need a good mocktail. So listen, sis, do what you gotta do.
It's not a mocktail though. It's just a antidote juice to modern times. Yeah, it's water.
That's what it say.
An antidote to modern times. Antidote.
You know, they just strung together a bunch of damn words.
It's a lot of words on this can, baby. Baby, what do the drink do? Baby, what do the drink do? Y'all ain't telling me shit. What are these Webster Dictionary on?
Wait a second. It says what? An antidote?
An antidote to modern times. What does that mean for me? Am I going up or am I going down? Is this a double up or is this a bring it? Is this a double up or a drop it?
Juice. Who on the marketing team over there?
Okay. Come calm and collect it. It's a bring it down. It's a bring it down.
Girl.
It's a bring it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers. I like it.
Cheers.
I like it. Adapt. I'm not going to try and pronounce that. It got some shit up in there. Got some shit up in there for sure. Okay. Well, last episode, shout out to everybody who's listening. We going into 2024, we finding out some hobbies. So we'll probably be revisiting that topic throughout the year. So that's what we talked about. A part of that was I told y'all that me and my girl was gonna hop on FaceTime and make us some banana bread together.
Yes, how baking, did that go? We're gonna
see. It was fun. It was very fun to make it. It's like baking really is science because maybe I started mixing all this stuff in that bowl and it went from nothing to something. I said, oh, this is a little dough. It was getting all doughy. I'm mixing, I'm stirring, I'm combining. Yes. I was combining things, dry ingredients, wet ingredients. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The banana bread came out great. I'll post pictures. The only thing I would say, so for one thing, I found this recipe because, again, I'm going to piss you off every time and do some unnecessary shit. I found this one recipe that said you can replace the butter with applesauce, so I did.
Oh, but you know, I've done that before. I've done that.
Right, because that's vegan. Yeah, exactly. And it was fine. So it tasted fine. Mm-hmm. What applesauce got to do with butter? I don't know. I don't know now. The science behind how the fuck that worked out. Baby, an apple and a butter don't got nut. That sound like a modern antidote. That what they had of summer skin? That sound like an antidote for modern times. Replacing butter with applesauce.
Yeah, that doesn't
make fuck, sense. Who fucked up so bad one day that they realized that worked out? And then just start telling people, like, I bet y'all ain't know. No, you didn't know. Because what was you drinking that you accidentally put the applesauce in the banana bread and it was supposed to be melted butter? How did we get there? Somebody fucked up one day. I'm just saying.
Should have turned the air on because my... I feel like a
holy somebody. I'm just saying some shit don't be making sense and I be it's liking all. To know I be liking to know a little bit of the back. I be liking to know a little bit of the background. You know what I also wanna know? You know how you gotta like sign for certain package certain packages? Who fucked up? Who was still a male back in the day so bad that they start saying we gotta now niggas gotta
be certified.
Now this gotta be signed. I gotta leave a sticker on the door because motherfucking John Dalio.
Well, you know, before the laws were in place, like, you gotta think about it. It was crazy. Think about the type of fraud people were doing, like, and not being tracked, especially, like, if you know, I'm into the crime shows. Like, when there was no forensic, people was getting away with all types of stuff.
That's true. Yeah, now they times. Got
digital footprint is when you go on Facebook. That's or when you're on Instagram.
You can't get away with these days. Hey, you can't get away with nothing. And hey, don't. You ain't hear from me, but I heard they locking niggas up for that PPP this year. What I heard is that this year they coming at the offer of PPPs. They know you did it. I just want they know it was you. You used a social security number to steal that money.
And here's the thing. For the people who have the LLCs, because I'm one of those people, because I got a real LLC. To the people who lied and said that you had an LLC, baby, if you don't file certain paperwork by the end of the month, it's a $500 fine per day up to $10,000. They're going to give you one way or the other.
Y'all be out here lying. You got a whole business that got an Instagram page. You got a TikTok. You got a business card. You can't even spell IRS. And it's an acronym.
And let me just say this. We ain't got to stay here because this is not our topic for the week. But I was watching somebody on Instagram and they were like, I ain't even know that I can't use the Cash App for my business,
Mama.
And they can shut me down. They investigating me,
Mama. You got to report that income, baby.
You have to report that.
Freedom ain't free.
A business account.
Yeah, what's going on? You got to report that income. They're going down. You guys are going down. I'm sorry, and I know y'all don't have nothing to show. It's really unfortunate because they're gonna come to y'all and take you out of jail for that $20,000 that you stole in 2021. And baby, you don't have a penny to prove it. The money is gone. You ain't invested in shit. You ain't got nothing but a Gucci belt and a motherfucking tongue.
That's the title.
That's the title. A Fendi belt and a Gucci thong. What is wrong?
Listen, I don't even know how I got here.
This is why it's so important for people to just calm the fuck down. Like, everything that's like accessible is not the thing that you should be doing. No, there is no get rich scheme.
Yeah.
You said something a long time ago, and again, we are just here shooting breeze. You said life cannot be one continuous hookup. People be looking for hookups all the time. Hey, you got to get out here in the field and work.
Just forever finessing. You ain't did nothing legitimate in 10 years. You're going to jail. The people just got to get caught up on their files. They just got to get caught up on their paperwork. But it's all there. The record is that, baby, you're not slick. You're not slick. The people is just lazy and overworked and underpaid. They're going to get you.
Oh, they're definitely going to get you. And so, they're watching. And that's what but go ahead.
They're watching. No, they're watching. I know some people who hit on the PPP, and maybe I would be a little bit more empathetic, but get the PPP and then give me a donut.
Not one red cent.
Y'all done hit the PPP and ain't give me a dime while I was over there in that raggedy ass country fighting for your freedom. Y'all over here stealing.
And because that's really what it is. That's really what it is. You know they have a list. You know that list? You can look at people's names to see who all got it.
No.
I'll send it to you later, twin.
Right. Let me see, just in case somebody put my shit on there like they did on BS High. Did you watch BS High? And that man took out all the PPP loans in them little boy name.
And he really acted like he didn't do nothing.
And he said, do I look like a con artist?
Yes, you do.
You look like you need your ass to be. You look like a lot of things. And con artist is on that list.
Definitely. Top three.
Top two and not two.
That was,
crazy. I can't believe that really happened. Okay, well, because we'll be here forever. Today, guys, we're going to talk about something in our chit-chat.
Wait, hold on. We did not talk about this focaccia bread because I wanted to tell you about this.
We did not talk about your focaccia bread. Please forgive me. I would love to hear. Thank you.
It was one big fucking fail.
Fuck. It's not what I wanted to hear.
Or this could be the title. The focaccia. Okay, here's the thing. In my defense, this is my first time baking any sort of bread, okay?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok will make you believe that you could do anything, all right? And I am completely guilty. I think baking is completely different from cooking because, as you stated before, it is a sheer science.
Okay, you add a little pinch of this and a little pinch of that.
Yeah. You have to put more olive oil than you think. You have to use you have to stick to one particular recipe, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
In the middle of my recipe, I went to another recipe because I wanted to like see what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. All in all, what I will say is if I do it again, I will have more olive oil. I will use the herbs and garlic. Because I think that makes a difference in the taste of it.
Uh-huh.
And use more salt. Because everything came out fine, but it was just like, I think bread is it's a very interesting
making
thing.
Bread looks hard, like actual bread, not like a dessert bread or a loaf bread like I did, but making actual bread and you got to poof and you got to do all that. That looks hard. You did an advanced level.
Yeah.
The problem is you didn't use the goddamn applesauce. That's the problem. You used that butter. You was using that butter and then the oil, and you should have been using that goddamn applesauce. No, because that's not what the recipe calls for. I think I need to stick to, when you're baking, that's my lesson. If you're baking, you have to stick to that recipe down to a T.
Yeah, because all those ingredients, all the ingredients go together in the recipe. Is like, you know what I mean? That recipe is meant for a certain amount of baking powder, a certain amount of this, a certain amount of that. So you definitely, it is a science. It is an equation. And everything got to equal what it got to equal in order for that thing to come out and be.
Absolutely.
Damn.
But I'm going to try it again. Focaccia
sound hard though. Did you do the thing where you put your fingers in it?
Yes. It was very interesting. It was just, it was very cool. I liked what I did like about it is that it calms me.
I love cooking that. I want to make bread, but I'm scared.
No, you should do it. You should totally do it. Totally do it.
I'm scared. And did it have to poof?
Yes. So you do the dough, you do the dry ingredients, which was like the flour and the salt, which is where I should have added more salt and a little bit of sugar. And then the wet ingredients is the warm water. I didn't have honey, so I like use something else. I used agave, which you don't do. And then the active dry yeast. So when you add those together, you mix it together, you have to let it sit and it'll rise.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bread is a little too... You know,
I love it. It was a great experience, though. I'm definitely going to do it again.
Okay. I support you in that. I'm definitely going to continue down my baking journey as well. I don't know what I'm going to bake next. I think she said she wanted to do cookies, like some kind of cookies from scratch. You know, I don't really, I'm not a sweets person. Like, I don't really do the sweets too much. So we'll see. But yeah, we might do a little cookie or something next time.
I think that's cool. You can always bake them and give them away.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I also been making my lattes. I make a mean brown sugar latte. So yeah, my lattes definitely been busting, but I don't have, because I don't have an actual espresso machine, I've been making them with like my espresso pods in my Nespresso machine, which is good. So I used to have a Keurig. The Nespresso is made to make espresso drinks. It's like the espresso pods, which is like they're smaller and they only make for a shot of espresso or a double. They're really, really good. Now, I like a latte every now and again, but I like coffee. I like the taste of coffee, and lattes be too milky for me sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I never get them.
They require a lot of milk. Like, you want to make lattes at home, you have to have a lot of goddamn milk. And I buy, because I'm irritated, I buy $7 ass almond milk and oat milk and baby, I don't have time to be filling up half a goddamn, I don't even know how much that is, but the cup is big, it'd be this much almond milk.
It's a lot of milk.
So I don't make them that much for myself, but that man love them. And then he was talking about, make me a big one. You got some big money? Because I'm about to put a tip jar on this counter. Talking about, make me a big one. We would have went through damn three things of almond and oat milk in a week.
Two things of milk.
The hell? So this week's chit-chat that we're going to have, I want to talk about something that, honestly, I don't really have a lot of knowledge on, but I'm curious to know like what your thoughts on. So I want to talk about personal style and like a fashion sense, and you know, just everybody does get ready with me, which I have said publicly on this show before. Some of y'all needs to get ready alone. Some of y'all need to stop inviting us to get ready with y'all, because the outfits be mid.
Fitting terribly.
Huffington Post, please don't. I don't need to see no more graphic tees tucked in on the left side. Okay. But yeah, I want to talk about personal style. So like for me, I am tall, like a taller lady, long limbs, and I've always been athletic built. But as I'm getting older, getting my womanly curves and things like that, I feel like I have to, not that I have to completely change my style, but I have to buy clothes that fit me differently. You know what I mean? And not just in like sizes and stuff, but like my body proportions are different now, which kind of just has me thinking about like, okay, well, what is my style? Like I haven't really like went through my closet and like pulled out everything in a long time and really analyze, like, is this something I still wear? Is this something I still like? Is this something that, you know, even still fits the kind of like clothes that I wear now? So I've been trying to figure it out. And like, of course, I end up on this side of TikTok sometimes. And there's this like little style called, what is it called? Oh, Tomboy Femme. Really? Is what it's called. Yeah, it's called Tomboy Femme. And it's some shit some white girls made up, but I kind of like it. And it's ultimately like a baggy pants, but not like baggy, like Aaliyah, just like a wide leg, just like a looser fit pants, a baggy denim with maybe even like a t-shirt or maybe even like a looser shirt. And then you have like some kind of like feminine accessory. So maybe like a pointy toe heel or something like that, like a little pointy toe sling back heel is what's really in for this, because the pants pretty much cover it. So you just kind of get that sling back, but they like, look, they short though. They not like stiletto. So it's like a comfortable or even like a loafer type vibe. And then like a leather jacket and a baseball hat. So it's like this combination of like super casual, but you dress it up with like a real nice handbag, a nice little shoe, something other than a sneaker. Or even if you do a sneaker, like a really like thin, like casual sneaker or something like that. And I'm like, I kind of like that vibe. I kind of like, I like a looser denim. I've never really been into the whole, like, I never in my life, and I will pay somebody money if they can find a picture or any kind of proof of me ever wearing a motherfucking pair of jeggings. I have hated jeggings since the beginning of time. I don't want no leggings with no denim stitch printed on them in a fake pocket. Y'all used to piss me off.
I don't think I ever wore jeggings.
Degree. Get them terrible jeggings, and all they got is two pockets on the ass. In a pocket that's sewn clothes on a I'm like, why are you wearing that? I hate jeggings. I have always hated jeggings. Give me a give me some leggings or give me a real piece of denim. I have never liked that. I never really got into like the Fashion Nova jeans either, like the BBL jeans that's super stretchy and high waist and they crunch your ribs and you look like you ain't got no ribs and they give you that whole like silhouette, which they look good on women who dress that way and the body kind and who got the, but that has just never been, I don't feel comfortable so constricted and everything gets tight and all that. I like hard denim. I like denim that's a little stiff. Denim that, you know what I'm saying? It can get a little cold if you catch a little chill on the, if it's the wind hit it the wrong way. That's what I like, a hard denim. I don't want all that stretchy elastic ass. Wear something else. Right. Sorry, I got on a tangent.
Understood.
But yeah, so like I'm trying to figure out like what my personal style is. I live in hoodies and sweatshirts. Even y'all see, like, for y'all who are watching the visuals, like I'm almost always in a hoodie. I'm almost always in a hoodie or in a crew neck because it's like my comfort. I saw this video that said like this girl who always records TikToks in like the same couple sweaters. She's like, this is my emotional support sweater. I'm like, I feel that.
But
I agree. Yeah. So I don't know. What about you? Like,
so as you were talking, I was like, even when we were like thinking about this topic for this week, I was like, you know, that's really interesting because I feel like when I was younger, I was always trying to be like that fashion girly, but it never really worked for me. But also remember that fashion way back in the day, I'm talking like I graduated college 06. So like I was like outside working in corporate around like 07 when we were still wearing like blouses and like dress pants at the club and stuff like that. So I think for me, I think my style was attached to who I was as a person at the time. I was trying to be something. I was trying to kind of navigate and find my way and all those things. So, and I grew up in church too. So it was very much like, I want to be like church girl, but
classy,
I want to be like
lady.
Classy. And I would, my mother always told me, she was like, never be, don't go with the fads. Make sure you have something that's like a staple piece that will last. So I always had like back in the day before Zara became what it was, I always used to go to Zara and get like their blazers because they would last so long. They would last for years and years and they never went out of style. And it's kind of the same now, a little bit, not as much. But now that I'm older, I have given up a lot of like wearing heels and stuff. Like I am definitely on my Tabitha Brown with, if I have to wear a dress, it needs to be something that's comfortable. I don't like wearing jeans per se. And because I work from home, I'm very much like I have to put an effort into finding something to wear. But I also, I'm not the girl that's going to spend $1,800 on a jacket either. Because I'll go to Walmart. And I don't care what anyone says. I will go to Walmart. I will go to Target. I will get a cute sweater. I will pair it with something. I'll even go to the thrift store and find something really cute because I have never been that girl to be like, oh, I got to get this sweater. I got to get, when everybody's doing the essential, God is essential sweatshirts. And I think it's great. I think it's a nice sweatshirt, but I'm not paying $75 for a sweatshirt that in 2 months, y'all going to have a new one back out. You know what I mean? I just, I can't get with that. And I don't go enough places to be like, oh, I need all of these things. You know, I get that things that are very much, I get stuff that's like, comfortable. I get a cute little black dress if I have to go to a nice little gala. If I have to go to a wedding, which I have to go to a lot of weddings this year, it's definitely gonna be, this is probably bad, but buy it and return it because I'm not keeping this stuff.
What you gotta do. You ain't gonna be doing the Tamia slide. Not in that dress.
Absolutely not. So I think for me, and then to your point of like body type, I used to run track. So I've always been like small on top, athletic body.
Heavy on the bottom. I'ma say it. Twin got that.
I love it.
Dragging that
Depending on if I'm working out and like squat, it can vary. But
she's a married lady.
But also, it's genetics, right? So my mom has a big ass. That thing is wide, okay?
I've seen it.
Respectfully. I wear things according to my body type, right? Like, I cannot wear pants that don't give enough give in my ass. Can't wear things that, like, I used to wear, like, the Old Navy rock star jeans, which were great. I was younger. Now I can't wear that because my body is changing.
Jeans are hard. And I never used to like, jeans are hard. Jeans has been the biggest struggle for me because unlike you, I love jeans. I love jeans. Like if I'm going out somewhere, I love to wear jeans casually. I like to dress jeans up. I like jeans. But now that I'm filling out, I'm like, oh, this is why some women need curvy jeans because jeans are not made to squish thick thighs and ass into. They are honestly not made for it.
Sorry to cut you off, but honestly, a lot of the clothes made are for white women. It ain't for us.
It ain't for no help.
Because, baby, let me tell you something. I've always struggled with getting them up over the thighs.
That's where I'm at right now.
Cause once I get the thighs, I can look at a pair of pants and be like, nah, I ain't doing that.
I'm not getting it.
And then when I gain weight during the pandemic, baby, I was wearing stretch pants for 2 years.
Janice, this is a very hard transition for me. Cause this has not been my experience. I am very used to being just long and lanky. And I've never I got a man and you think I'm thick, but I'm thicker. But it's been like a transition. Like I understand going up and down in pant sizes because just like, you know, you put on a little weight, blah blah blah. But the jeans not getting over the thighs is a very new experience for me. And it's a little bit of a mind, like
I was just about to say that, because it'll make you question yourself, like your body type, like who you are, like, oh my God, I'm so fat, I'm this and I'm that. But also, Jemiah, hold on. Also, when my mother told me this, when you hit these certain ages, 25, 30, 35, 40, your body is making all types of changes. Mm. So you, like, when I was 30, when I hit 30, I was like, whoa. When I hit 35, life changed. Maybe I'm 40 and I'm like, this stomach jump, it is crazy.
You don't want to used to.
No.
It's crazy.
But you have to adjust to that. But the pants up over the thighs thing, that's a very real thing.
And I'm pissed about it, because last year I was like, this is my year of like exciting pants. I was like, this is a year that I'm going to invest in pants. Like pants are going to be my thing. I've always like, so like I'm with you on the side of, I've never really had a very like expensive taste. Like I've never been like I need designer this luxury, like boom, like that has never been my thing. But I have always loved sweats. I've always loved sweaters, sweats, jogging pants, like joggers, even on a designer side. So like I don't wear Fear of God. I don't wear essentials. But if there is like, I've spent a nice bag on like nice Nike sweatpants, track pants, things like that. Or if there's a designer that I come across, especially if it's a Black designer and they have quality, just kind of like athletic wear, I will spend that because that's my style. I'm a little bit of a tomboy and I got a lot of gym shoes, a lot of Jordans, a lot of all that. So like when I do want to bust a little fit, I like to have me just a nice little statement hoodie, some statement joggers or something like that. Boom. So I have spent money on that. Pants have always been my thing. But last year I was like, oh my God, you don't need any more joggers. You don't need any more athletic wear. Get you some good denim pants, a good pair of cargos. And so I like spent money on quality jeans and quality pants and like fun pants and stuff like that. Because I'm like, I don't want to go fast fashion. I bought these. I got a pair of jeans from Guess that I love. They like these ripped jeans. They are a perfect fit. They so cute on me. Baby.
You can't wear them.
I can barely get them jeans past my kneecaps.
But also too, here's the beautiful thing about personal style though. I think that we live in a time where if you want to wear sweats all day long, you can't.
100%.
And throw a coat on. Or throw a blade. You know what I mean? Like, I think
throw
that.
Throw a coat on. I need a coat.
I think the world has changed so much, which is a good thing, that more people are welcoming the sense of like, all right, if you don't want to wear jeans, prime example, like I said earlier, Tabitha Brown, she will wear a floor length dress and have some gym shoes on. I'd be like, that's what I'm talking about.
Live.
Because I just feel like the, you know, wearing the high heels, if that's people's thing, go for it. But I also think that a chunky heel is nice too.
Yeah.
Having not a wedge shoe like back in the day, but just loafers are nice.
Yeah.
You know, just finding what works for your body. And even if you want to wear
comfortable.
And if you want to wear sweatpants all the time, I say have at least 3 to 4 pairs of jeans that you know that will go well with a nice outfit.
Yeah.
That's it. And don't be going.
You gotta be comfortable. You gotta be comfortable in whatever you wear, because the confidence comes from the comfort. Like if you're wearing something that, even if it looks good on your body and everybody, because this is how it is for me. I like heels. I just have extremely flat feet and beat up knees. Like I can't comfortably walk in them. If I could comfortably stomp in them, baby, I would. These legs, baby, this stallion in a high heel, it looks delicious. Okay, if I could, I would, but I literally can't. And I look good in all my other, like you said, the chunky and the mule and all the other things that are a little bit more comfortable. But what I also realize is that when I wear things, for instance, like little bodycon dresses, so you know, sometimes these girls be wearing these dresses that got 17 different cuts and slits, and you just one exhale away from your whole titty being out. I do not understand how y'all be met. Like, it looks great, but how do y'all exist?
But it's such a lie, though. But that's because it's such a lie. And that's my thing. If I can't, let me tell you something, I'm vegan, but I still will tear some food up. If I can't go outside, and if I go to dinner and I can't have two drinks comfortably and eat a sandwich or something, babes, don't ask me out. I've gotten to the point that I don't care about what my stomach looked like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because flat for what? People are like, don't eat bread, don't do this because you want to look good in the dress. Bitch, I look good if I had a bread or not.
And what about it?
Who cares?
And what about it? I swear, that's me. I definitely don't care.
Like, and that was one thing. I know we're talking about style and all that stuff. For my wedding, I was like, when I first started playing, I was like, oh my God, I need to drop 20 pounds. I was like, dead set on dropping 20 pounds.
Mm.
I got engaged. We got engaged in December. By January, I was like, yeah, I'm not dropping nothing. I'm going to just go work out. I was like, why?
We just going to keep this right where it's at.
Yeah, because I'm going to look like a totally different person. And then when I take photos, and then by the time I come back home from the honeymoon, people going to be like, yo, you didn't even look like yourself. It's just way too much pressure.
You've been transformed 6 times between the engagement and the honeymoon.
Listen, and I think that has a lot to do with personal style too. Like, finding what you're comfortable with, understanding that your body is going to change, and listening to your body.
Yeah.
If you have don't want to be stuffed in some jeans, take that shit off.
Take it off. And that's just where I'm at. I'm just like, dang, as much as I love all these amazing jeans that I bought last year, they are uncomfortable. And I'm not about to stuff myself. And it ain't nothing worse than having some pants on that's too tight, especially at the button, that damn button about to pop. It's gonna be a damn murder scene.
Sitting up at your, and you just be like,
it's so uncomfortable. And I got waist beads too. It just be too much. I got waist beads and a belly button ring.
What the hell does waist beads do? Never got into it.
So waist beads, I've had my waist beads since about our 2021. I've never taken them off. So like, I'm not deep into like the ancestral connection to the South African, West African of it all. Okay. But what I will say is that when I went to get my waist beads, I went with a couple of my friends. They came to LA. They wanted to do it. I was like, okay, cool. And then the lady was explaining, and it's like, people get waist beads for different reasons. For some people, a cultural reason, like some, you know, Caribbean and African, and I'm sure other cultures outside of the African diaspora, there's cultural connections to waist beads. And then they're also just like a tool for mindfulness as well, and like awareness of your body. So I kind of wear them for that. And so,
but
like,
you never take them off?
I've never taken them off since I got them tied, because I don't have, so you can get waist beads tied. And then there's people who just buy them and they just clip on and off, and they like have elastic. So mine are like traditional waist beads. They're tied. They don't have elastic, so they don't give. And so the idea of them being a tool for mindfulness and for awareness of your body, when you eat, you get full, right? Your stomach feels when you get bloated and things like that. And them beads gonna tug, because they're not, it's not elastic. It's like a hard string, or I don't know exactly the technical term for what they use to tie it.
I didn't
know
that. I didn't understand why people would
do that. They don't, for me at least, and for the woman who ties, like when you go to someone who actually ties waist beads, and you know, you pick the colors and all that according to like the chakras and all that, which I kind of be liking, like the emeralds and the gemstones and all that stuff. Like, I don't know. I think stuff like that is kind of cute sometimes too. And so you pick certain color combinations, and you pick certain, you know, stones and things like that that go in alignment with what you want out of life. Green means prosperity. This color means protection and things like that. And so I have 3 different sets. And they all have like different color combinations that mean different things. And mine don't move. And when I first got my waist beads, they was below my navel. And then I went and got deployed, and them things was damn near about to fall off of me. I got so skinny from my deployment. And now them things above me, I'm trying to get them back down. So it's kind of like a cool way to gauge how your body.
Gauge. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's not, like, this like waist management kind of.
Can't you see it through your shirts and stuff?
Sometimes, depending on what I wear, if I wear something like super tight, and if they're super high, like originally where I got mine tied at, I got them tied below my navel, like really sitting on my waist. So almost any pair of pants is going to cover those up. But okay. Now I've gained weight and they are a lot higher. So sometimes depending on what I wear, if I wear like a really tight dress or something like that, you can see them. And I can't like, I don't wear them over my clothes because they're tight. They're on, like, you know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah. Because it's underneath.
But it's some really thin though, right? Some people have waist beads that they can take on and off and they wear them over their clothes, like as a fashion accessory. Like some people just wear them as an accessory too, like how people used to wear body chains and shit. Like some people also just wear them as an accessory, which is cool. Like there's just a bunch of reasons behind the waist beads.
I did not know that. That makes so much sense. See, this is why you don't judge stuff and you just ask.
I like at the time I was like, I wanted something semi-permanent, and it was between like, am I ready for a tattoo or should I just get waist beads? So because I was scared to get a tattoo, I just got waist beads. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep them on for as long as I can. Mm-hmm. And I haven't taken them off yet. But then I got a tattoo like a year later. I got a tattoo when I got back from my deployment.
But so when you want to take them off, say you don't want to have it no more, you just cut the string off?
You have to cut them. And then those beads are just, they just all fall off. You know what I mean? Like, it's no way to
gotcha. To save them.
Put that exact set back on. You'll have to just go get a whole new set, retied.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Say all that to say, my ass didn't gain weight. These waist beads be damn near at my neck, about to strangle me. So I can't got time to wear no goddamn tight pants that be, it'd be too much going on. I think I'm definitely someone who prioritizes comfort over aesthetics or over, like, I'm never necessarily trying to like be the best dressed in the room, like because I also am just a tall, I'm a striking person. I know this about myself. Yeah. Like especially if I got on heels, I'm just a tall chocolate woman with locks. Like anything I wear, it's gonna be, honestly, it's me. It's gonna hit no matter what. So I don't really dress for other people. I dress to feel comfortable. And I have learned that in times I've tried to force myself to be like, be in my hyper feminine bag and wear like super short things, super tight things, and really like accentuate the curves and all that. And then I feel so like it looks good, but I feel so uncomfortable in the clothes that like my posture and my like physical being is so uncomfortable. I'm just sitting so tight and constricted and I can't really move and have full range of motion in my body. It's like you can't even get the outfit off all the way because I'm like, my body language is so off because I'm not comfortable in the clothes. So I'm a lot more committed to, one, understanding my body shape as it's changing and buying clothes that I like, that I think look good, but that also fit my body in a way that I can comfortably move in them and be confident in them. And I'm trying to like not just completely lean into my tomboy thing. I think sometimes us tomboy girls get a little lazy and we'll be like, yeah, I'm just like a tomboy. I just wear jeans and gym shoes. Yeah, I'm a tomboy. I'm just hoodies. Like, get off my back. It's like, girl, you could try. You could try. You don't have to wear the Jordans.
Throwing like that jacket on with it, or like the cap, or like some hoop earrings, or like a set of chains or something like that. I think it'll just, like you were saying earlier, just,
you can just a face of makeup.
Yes. I think that's cool. But also, just like you said, staying true to yourself, though. That's what's most important.
Yeah. And I can't do nobody's makeup. That's why I'm like, I got to figure it out with the clothes or something, because I'm just a girl, but I'm like barely, because I don't have to do nobody's makeup. You see what this hair looking like. It's going to be in the top knot. It's like
cute though. If you just do like a lip and some like a tinted moisturizer, you're fine. Yeah. Nobody, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like the girl.
I'm a BB cream queen. Thank you.
And I mean, your skin is already glowing, so you don't need to be doing all the contouring stuff. So, you know.
Yeah. But I just let it be. I have a very simple little beat that I do when I need to, a little BB cream, a little concealer, a little mascara. And we gonna a little bronze. I don't even know if it's bronze. I just be put some shit that shimmer and shine a little bit right up on it. I think it's highlight.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't even do that.
I just do a little bit of that sometimes, and that's it. This hair, but I have a little bit of fun with my hair sometimes, but like, I'd be limited in what I could do because I be in uniform every day, so I can't like do colors and crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I really need my nails done. I've been bad about working
because that's what I got.
Oh, I wears the press-ons. I actually prefer them because I'm in uniform every day. I can't have color on my nails. So I could go and get like a nude or whatever, but why pay all that money to get a nude Gel X when I could just wear my regular nude nails to work, my regular bare nails to work, and when I'm ready to go out, I throw that pressy on. I'd be right down at that beauty supply getting them pressies.
But you know, they say Amazon got some that are really cute that I think I want to try because I like a little stiletto nail. So we're going to try that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I actually added press-on nails to my list of hobbies. Because the girls, there's some girls who go crazy with the press-ons and they buy their own little drill.
Yes, the drill. Yeah.
And they be going crazy. They
go under the lights.
Yeah. That's
where I got that from. Off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I added that to my list of hobbies. I said, I might be able to get into that. Yeah. Because the nail shop is ridiculous. The price is
out of control for subpar work.
And I don't like that I don't know what y'all saying. Y'all talking about me? I'm paying a lot of money to be talked about. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
My question. My question on style for you. Do you have a signature item? Like, do you have a signature thing that you like? This is my go. When I'm busting a fit, I always gotta have me a nice, what is it, like, accessory, like a pair of glasses, a bag? Are you big on the shoe? Like, what's your like unique token item that you like? If anything on me gonna be right, it's gonna be this.
I would have to say, again, I am not the girl that's gonna come out and have like the expensive bag, the expensive shoes. I do want to be able to have that quiet luxury. I was just telling my husband, I want the quiet when I walk past you, you smell my perfume, like, that bitch smell expensive. That's what I want. Like, right. Oh gosh, it's my favorite. Just like, I don't have it yet, right? I just think that when I put my clothes on, I just exude my personality. I think the one thing, which is my signature, is my lip.
You do.
And I know that sounds crazy, but my red lip is like my go-to. And here's the thing. I thought about this and I might do a podcast about this and maybe a Patreon. I don't know. But I think the reason that I am very much red lip girl is because growing up in church, we were told that we could not wear red lipstick, that it was like a scarlet letter. I always shied away from colors as a young girl because I was very insecure. I didn't think dark girls like me could wear, and I'm not even dark, but you know, when I grew up, I was considered a dark girl. And I think that my red lip is a signature to like show that, like, bitch, I'm taking up all the space in this room. If you do not like it, then sorry. And I think even more now that I am getting settled into the fact, like, what do I have to lose by just being myself? I think for me, with whatever outfit I wear, it's going to be great. I'll probably have to talk myself up, like hype myself up in the house. Like, girl, you look good. It's fine. But as soon as I put this red lip on, I mean, I can have hair down. I can have my bun.
Can't tell you with that.
Bitch, I'll be outside like, what?
Who's talking to me?
They said, what? Baby. And this is like my go-to. This might be another thing that I might do is like do like a, this is
ooh, oh, lip bar.
The lip bar, it's black owned, it's vegan. Yep. Melissa Butler and her partner were on Shark Tank and they denied them and did not want them to have this lipstick company, told them that they would look like colorful cockroaches. And now she's out here just shutting the game down.
Why would they say that to them? Wait a minute.
Kevin, actually, Mr. Wonderful,
the damn audacity and gall.
Mm-hmm. He said they would be colorful cockroaches and he would not invest any money in them. And Melissa Butler actually has a flagship store in Detroit, Michigan. I love it.
Wow. Because your lip, always a hit, never a miss.
Cool.
Meanwhile, I'll be over here like, I need a little bit of Vaseline. Vaseline. Keep the Vaseline.
Vaseline too. It's somewhere over here.
Yes. Keep a little batsy batsy. Okay. So a lip. A lip is going to always be a part of your personal style anytime. Absolutely. I love that. Absolutely.
What about you? What's I'm the trying absolute to
think. I don't. So anytime I get dressed, if I'm going somewhere and I'm like dressed up, I will say I'm a fan of a cute little bag. I kind of have become like a quiet bag girl.
Yeah, I agree.
I've become a little bit of a quiet bag.
I'll be like, okay, twin, I'll see you.
I got a little bit of thing for the bag.
But it's always this one, though. It's a bag like this, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I was a little, like, look.
It's little never dainty, a big one. Little. It's just like a...
And what's crazy is I have big bags, and I'm just like, I'm like, where am I going with this big ass bag? They just said, like, I have my collection of Telfies. I have a decent little collection of Telfies, and I have a big Telfie. They're like, for what they are, they're all there. You know.
I just don't be getting into stuff like that. But hey, I love it for the people.
Yeah, I got a nice little collection of them. But I'm not big on shit being too hard to get. Baby, I'm giving you the money. I'm not getting in a lot of lines and queues and call me backs and you're number 9,000. I don't want it.
Listen, if I have to stand in line for anything, I'm not getting it.
And even what pisses me off more than standing in an actual line is waiting in a virtual line. Just sell it till it ain't no more. Why am I in a virtual line with 3,074 people? Do y'all have it or do you don't?
They don't, but that's the thing. They want to get the hype going. Because if I say I only have 500 and I got 3,000 people in line, then every single time I'm going to have you, you're going to keep coming back because you want to be number one. It's a mind game.
I'm getting out of the line every time. I don't be in them lines. I like to just be able to go to the site, add to bag, check out. If it's more than that, I don't know. But I mean, I do like me a little bag though. What Coach got going on? Coach always then had high quality bags, but that Tabby, I love her. I love my little Tabby. I'm ready to get another one.
You know who's my fave? Who I will always, always rock with.
Who?
Kate Spade and Tory Burch.
Ooh, you have a preppy vibe. You have a preppy vibe. You have that cute, preppy, like scholarly, like, yeah, like,
because I'm not trying to get all the bags the other girls got. Now I will fuck with a good YSL bag, but it's going to be the little small one. It's not going to be the big one. But I'm definitely going for the Tory Burch bucket bag.
Yes,
definitely going for everything Kate Spade got, because who doesn't love Kate Spade, along with her cologne, her perfume. Oh, she's amazing. That's me.
I haven't got into that. I need to get into the perfume of things.
Listen, oh, that's I'm telling you, I live for being quiet as hell and expensive as hell.
Yeah,
that's my goal.
I have this weird thing too. I don't necessarily love being perceived too much. I think that's why I'm also very comfortable in my tomboy thing, because I feel like I just kind of like blend in. Oh, you look like you play basketball. And I was like, yeah, back in the day. And then it just keep moving on. Versus like, I don't like, and this might be rooted in something a lot deeper and insecure and growing up as a little dark-skinned girl, because, you know, being dark-skinned wasn't cute all the time. This is new to being chocolate.
Yeah, it's
a
real
chocolate
new.
Queen. Like, growing up dark-skinned is not lit like
the
that.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I have this kind of like, I kind of like to fade into the background until I decide to pop out. And then when I decide to pop out, baby, all eyes on me. But other than that, I don't like to just be perceived no matter what. Yeah, I don't like that. But I'm gonna throw a little bag on, because I like, for if you know, you know. I'm that type of person who like, oh, she got the, yeah, like with my shoe game, especially with my sneakers, even though I'm like common, I was about to say I'm coming down out of my sneakerhead game, but that's
you're not
lie. I got like I got like 8 pairs of new gym shoes in the past like 60 days. It's ridiculous.
See, I'm trying to get back up in that level of like sneakers and,
it's bad.
You know, thrifting and looking expensive and being very quietly rich.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I think, but I think my staple item is either a cute little bag or a pair of glasses. Mm. Or I'm going to throw on a little pair of glasses. Now, for me, throwing a little pair of glasses is a complete optional. I'm just lying. I have near perfect vision. I don't need glasses for literally anything. Do I go and buy? Do I have a shelf full of glasses in my room? 100%. And I'm not talking sunglasses. Clear frames, baby. I like them on my face. I like how I look.
Me, on the other hand, I'm like sexy red. I don't care what y'all gonna do. When it comes to some glasses, I'm gonna wear them because I can't see.
I can see, but I'm gonna wear them too. I'm gonna wear them too. Sunglasses. And you know, honestly, in this, I don't know if this isn't necessarily clothing, but I guess accessory, because the clothing is what it is. Like I said, when I started off this topic, I don't know a lot about fashion. I'm not a fashion girly. I just know what I like, and I'm trying to develop a more unique sense of style that is unique to me. I don't care if it's popular or not, or trendy or not. If it is trendy, cool. If it's not, whatever. But one thing I'm always going to have on is some gold. And usually I got on at least like 3-4 rings. I don't have on any right now because I was at work and we can't wear a bunch of jewelry. But I'm going to have on me some gold. I wear one gold chain every day. I'm having some kind of gold earrings. Maybe I have a gold grill that I need to get resized for my teeth. I'm going to have on some gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to have on some gold. So it's either going to be gold, glasses, or a bag. Those are my, like, if I'm feeling cute, if I'm feeling like I'm trying to do it, I'm going to have on a combination of those three things, if not all three of those things.
I love it. So, I think we're going to help the people find their personal style too.
Or somebody going to help me find mine.
You already got it.
Listen, this man of mine is a fashion icon, so I just let him dress me. He be putting it all together.
He always be like,
very debonair, very, I'd be like,
cuz, relax.
We're going to Costco, please. Because now I just look unhoused standing next to you. I literally had to leave him at home when I go to the grocery store. Because I'm like, I'm about to put on, I got on Mitch Mac socks and this hoodie got a bleach stain on it. Say, you can't come with me. You trying to do too much. You trying to act like this fashion week and I'm trying to go get a goddamn, the 2-pack of the ground turkey, 93%. 7% lean for $19.99 at the Costco.
He's trying to go to the runway. Okay.
He be in there pairing the colognes and please.
Yeah, that's not me. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I'm not doing that. Because as quickly as I walk outside, I'm trying to get back inside in pajamas.
Right back in.
That's it. I'm not trying to do that.
And I just don't be wanting people all up in my face. I don't know. I just don't be one of people all up in my face. I hate that. I hate when I'm
just tired. We're tired.
Yeah, please. I'm just trying to go undetected, in and out, thief in the night. That's it. Okay. Well, hopefully somebody out there, if you're trying to figure out your personal style this year, tune in, get in the comments, something like that. Let us know. If you have any tips or tricks for a young woman who is expanding. That sounds kind of crazy. Who is, I don't know,
exploring her personal style.
And who is, I was saying expanded like I'm getting big, but expanding sounds crazy. who is filling out and who is exploring new body shapes. Out.
You are embracing your body as it changes, as you mature. So you just need to navigate this new space of like, it's about to be a wonderful time.
I don't like dirty 30.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
I don't like dirty 30. I don't like 30 and thriving. I need a different catchphrase. Right now I'm going with 30 don't hurt them. Like, I'm trying to get the hurt them
down, like your damn mama.
I'm trying to work on the delivery so that the thir and the her is what the 30 don't hurt him. 30 don't hurt him. 30 don't hurt him. It sounds a lot better in my head. I'm not doing a great job of articulating what I'm trying to get after.
Go back to the drawing board and we'll come back for another hashtag once we have it figured out.
I would love for somebody to... I would love for somebody to help me figure out my like catchphrase for 30 and and 30 and thriving are out. Not doing it.
30 and thriving is so like, what? I don't even remember my 30. Like we weren't even doing that back then. So like,
yeah, I don't know, but okay. Well, bet. Well, that was fun. You know what time it is then? If you know where you're at, you made it this far, then baby, it's time for that young good
and ghetto.
And ghetto. Okay, ghetto. What you got? Do you have good?
So my good is that I am so proud of myself. So proud of embracing rest as my weapon and untangling myself from the desire, the need, that personal expectation to show up in a particular way. This week, I have literally been like, oh, today I'm not going to work out because I'm going to focus on writing. This morning, yep, I will work out and I'm going to work out for 30 minutes and I am not going to bash what my body looks like. I'm not going to, you know, talk about all the negative things like, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that. I am so proud of myself of embracing where I am and really just enjoying being and staying present.
I love that.
That's my good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that. That is a great good. Rest is very important.
So
take a nap, nigga. My good this week is very simple. Wild blueberries. Wild blueberries are good as fuck. If you ain't never, I'm sorry. And no, I don't know what the difference between a wild blueberry and a non-wild, a domesticated blueberry is. Apparently, wild blueberries come from like Norwegia or something like that. You can only get them frozen. Wild blueberries taste good. They taste amazing. They taste different. They're always the perfect amount of sweet. Baby, the way I be whipping them blueberries up in that oatmeal every morning, with a little bit of maple syrup. They're good.
Always come out of left field. I love you so much.
They are good. I'm sorry. Wild blueberries are good.
If you love it, I like it.
You can only get them frozen because I went on my farmer's market era where I was buying all fresh.
We're not at the farmer's market no more.
I still go to the farmer's market, but I'm not coming home with two bags of fresh fruit and vegetables because that shit goes bad too fast. Yeah, and then I'd be pissed off. It ruins the whole experience. So I chilled on that. I go and get some stuff. I got some apples from the farmer's market this past weekend. You know, I'm trying to buy the things that are in season. I like that. That's my little hippie side. Yeah, I know I'm half hippie. Just let it be. I'm a little hood hippie. Let it be. Okay? So a part of my hippie side would like y'all to know that wild blueberries are amazing. And I've been putting them in my oatmeal. And I've been putting them in my chia seed pudding. And I enjoy both of those a lot. I also eat them by themselves and I just drizzle them a little honey. Anyway, that literally brought me so much joy. I had wild blueberry oatmeal every day this week for breakfast. And every morning it makes me so happy. I really, like, I dance while I'm eating that oatmeal.
Twin, I'm so happy you are finding your place of good and in the wild berry street.
Thank you. A blueberry. A wild blueberry.
Oh, excuse me.
Specifically, because I don't know about the other wild berries. I don't know about the other wild berries. I don't know about no wild raspberry. Raspberries are a very bougie berry, and they piss me off.
I don't understand what's wrong with the regular blueberries that you can get from Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
So I get wild blueberries from Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, too. They're just frozen. It's just in the frozen food section.
Okay, frozen. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just a different, I don't know if breed is the right word. Like, wild blueberries are not grown in the United States. So you can only get them frozen because they're not naturally grown here, but they're different than a regular blueberry. They're like a little bit smaller and they have a slightly different taste. It still tastes like a blueberry, but they have a slightly different flavor. With blueberries, depending on if you get a good batch or not, or if they're in season or not, they could be real sour or they can not be sweet. Just the same way with strawberries. Like sometimes they sweet, sometimes they not. But with wild blueberries, because they're always frozen and they're always coming from the region, I forget where they're grown at, they always taste the same. And they just like the perfect little flavor profile. I really like them.
Okay, very good.
I like them. Whatever.
What's your I think it's great. I think it's great. We have our moments of bullshit.
So. Yeah, that's my little, you know what I'm saying?
What's your ghetto, twin? What's your ghetto this week?
My ghetto is not as, you know, rambunctious as usually, because usually somebody done greatly pissed me off and I save it for this moment. But thankfully, I've had a pretty good week and nobody ain't really pissed me off that bad. But my ghetto is, it's very ghetto to live so far away from most of your friends and from most of your close friends, because as we just mentioned, I'm in the midst of planning my 30th birthday and I'm planning it for out here. And it's just like, damn, I feel bad that I have to ask, like, if anybody wants to celebrate my birthday with me, my 30th, they have to come to me. Like, none of my close friends are in California. And so I'm like, damn, I'm glad that me and all my friends are like thriving. Everybody moved away from home and living in their own cool states and starting their families and professions and all that stuff. Like, all my friends are doing really well. But it's very ghetto that everybody lives so far away. Like, literally all my close friends live in separate corners of the country.
The world, yeah.
And exactly. And I'm like, that's so annoying, because I'm trying to plan a celebration. And I'm like, realistically, like, yes, I want all my people to come and like, I want it to be a whole thing, but I'm not putting that kind of like stress on nobody to like mandate or like, oh, it's so important to me. Like, I don't want to put that guilt on somebody who had to make their way all the way to the West Coast. Like, I'm literally far from everything. Even my friend who live in Texas, not even that close. Like, Texas low key still a nice little hop, skip and a jump away. So I'm like, I've been trying to plan my birthday. And I'm like reaching out to people, hey, let me know. I'm giving people, you know, my birthday's in May. I've been talking to people about it since November, not because I'm just like so thirsty about it, but I'm trying to give people enough time to adequately plan, because I know everybody is going to have to travel. And so that's been kind of like frustrating, because I just feel bad. I'm like, damn, it's not like we all, it'd be different if I was like planning a trip and like we're all going somewhere, but just trying to get everybody to come to LA, which is also fun. Like, I'm excited. I would love for people to come to LA. It's a lot of stuff to do here. But I'm like, damn. It just made me think, like, all my friends, like all my really close friends and my family, all of y'all is far away. Like, none of my community and my tribe is here, which sometimes gets a little, you know, that's less than ideal. So that's my ghetto this week. I wish my people were closer to me geographically.
Yeah, I agree. And with that in mind, my ghetto is, I don't like Chicago anymore. I'm fucking over it, okay? I'm so damn over Chicago. Like, I love Chicago, but I'm definitely over it. I think that more and more I am, like, going to our topic of, like, learning who you are and where you thrive and what you love. Like, I have lately just been very much like, I miss the life that I had when I was in Texas. I miss that slow life. I miss being able to sit on the patio and have a glass of champagne. I miss, you know, just being slow. I feel like in Chicago, New York is very much like that, but I think that that's just the life in New York. Like, people know that's what you're getting. But for me, I think that I'm getting more and more closer to the idea of, like, I'm so sick of let me just preface this by saying, to anybody that's in Chicago, I love y'all. I think y'all are great. But I fucking hate the social scene in Chicago. I hate it. It's very ghetto. I feel like it's just a bunch of people who are like,
nothing about it.
See me, see me, see me. I'm a fucking cool kid. I'm throwing a party. We standing on couches. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, it's just fucking
get off them people's furniture.
Get off these people's furniture. You are 52, still throwing brunch parties like we're 22. Like, go down to the golf course and go down to the range or some shit. I just feel like I'm just really getting to the age where I want a slowness in life. Yeah.
And that's everywhere though, sis. Just, and you know, all the niggas, all the young folks has moved to Texas. All the young folks has moved to Texas, Dallas and Houston specifically, but they even starting to trickle into Austin now. They down there and they be brunching, be a lot of hookah smoking.
And this is the thing. I feel like a lot of people go to Houston, mm-hmm, opposed to Dallas. Because Dallas, if you go downtown, it's only like this little bitty portion where, yeah, you're going to get that life that you want. But in Dallas, there are so many suburbs to where you can get a house, you can get a townhouse, you can, mm-hmm, do all those things. Houston is, I feel like, just very much a swampy party.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to Houston once. I've been to Dallas.
I love Dallas.
Once.
Yeah,
Dallas is very, but Dallas is more spread out. Like, yes, you got all the different little areas, and I, yes, forgot what the arts
Plano,
area,
Frisco, yeah, the arts district, and all of those places have downtowns. Yeah. That's what's, yeah, like crazy,
which is cute, which is very cute.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's very cute. I see why people like Dallas. I see why people like Texas. Like, I 100% get it. But Texas just be like too, Texas be a little too dramatic. Everything be, it be one step from catastrophe in Texas. Like, I don't like that. They'd be like, if somebody unplugs the grid, then we're, I'm like.
That is the thing though. But I also feel like if you are a Midwesterner and you move to Texas, you'll be fine.
Yeah. But I thought that about myself too. But I'm going to tell you something about that. I'm going to tell you something about this little California chill that be coming. It's a different chill. It is a different chill. A 50 degree day in California, yeah, feels like 30. Like, mental. Like, it doesn't, yeah, feel like 30. Like, it's not as cold as 30 degrees, but it's as uncomfortable because, mm-hmm, nothing about, like, even the buildings, like my apartment doesn't have any insulation.
Because it's not built for that, right? Like Texas, that's why, right, they shut,
so
down.
So when it's 50 degrees,
know,
outside, yeah, when it's, yeah, 50 degrees outside, it's like it inside your house will literally be 35, 40 degrees because the draft, the wind is just, yeah, busting through the walls.
Yeah, because they don't know how to like deal. But that's what I'm saying. Like one, if you... I feel like if I was to go back to Texas, I know how to handle Texas because, mm-hmm, they're so crazy. And, yeah, I know that y'all, like, they go, I would never go outside if it was like, oh, it's like snowing. You don't go outside because, mm-hmm, they don't have no salt. They don't have no plows. You just sit in the house. But I know how to sit in the house. You know that what part. I mean? Like, I know how to sit in the house. I'm not trying to be like, oh, let me go. Listen, I already went grocery shopping.
They be clearing them aisles out. My girl live in Austin. I guess it just like snowed or rained, mm-hmm, freezing rained, mm-hmm, out there, mm-hmm, last week or something. Baby, she showed me a picture of the damn Walmart. It's nothing on the shelves. You think it was an apocalypse?
Crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you are a Midwesterner and you move to Texas, you are already prepared because they're not.
Yeah, that's fair.
You already know, like, oh, they said it's going to be like 20 degrees. I'm going to go to the grocery store 2 weeks before.
Baby, I already got my noodles in. I already got my peanut butter and my jelly, baby. It's not a problem.
That's what I'm saying. You just double.
Like, because they go here already. It's here exactly. already.
They go bananas. But yeah, so that's my ghetto.
Yeah. Let's, you know, it's never a wrong time to relocate. But you just got there. So you got a chill for a second.
Yahoo!
You just got in that in your new place.
Bitch, I will leave tomorrow. Hear me when I say
this place.
This place. I'm packing my panties. I'm out.
See, the panties is pre-packed. The panties is packed. Just in case, because I had a feeling.
A feeling this shit was coming. This should be the title of the podcast.
The panties is pre-packed.
This is pre-packed. What a god.
That is great.
I'm out of here.
And on that note,
Because where do you go from there?
Out of here. No. Y'all, make sure y'all follow us on all of our socials. Good and Ghetto the Pod on Instagram. Good and Ghetto the Pod on YouTube. You can find our personal socials on there too. But if you just want to keep up with the podcast, follow us there. I'm going to put all that in the description. Yeah, be on the lookout. Visuals coming from now on. There will be a visual. There's going to be a YouTube video full episode every time now. So give me y'all feedback. Make sure y'all actually subscribe to the YouTube. Like it. Rate us on Spotify. Leave a comment or a review. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to the podcast. Like, let's get this engagement up, baby, because we're taking Good and Ghetto to the moon. But moon, that's only... Baby. That's only if y'all help us out and if y'all listen, if y'all love it. If you hate it, don't put it, like, you can email me personally or you can slide it in the DM, but don't put it on for everybody else to see. Like, if you don't like it, just hit me on, you know what I'm saying? Hit me on the hip. Hit me on the hip with feedback. That would greatly appreciate it. Yeah, we love y'all. And if anybody told you today, I'm proud of you.
We're very proud of you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.